Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for December 19th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to a story from Reuters, a U.S. Democratic lawmaker is calling for a fresh perspective on running the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. In a letter sent to President-elect Obama, Michigan Representative Bart Stupik said that current FDA employees are too close with the industries they regulate, creating a question of who they are working for. Representative Stupik has led a series of investigations into the FDA's handling of dangerous side effects from prescription drugs and other matters. With questions as to whether the FDA is in the back pocket of Big Pharma, Stupik said that he would encourage Obama not to appoint any current senior FDA employee as the new commissioner. And as long as we were talking about some controversial healthcare issues, President George W. Bush is trying to use his clout to introduce a new rule that will make it easier for doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other healthcare workers to refuse to participate in any medical procedure that they view as morally objectionable. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has advised the president that the rule would overturn four decades of civil rights laws in the nation. The real concern is that if the new law passes, then patients on Medicaid can be turned away from pharmacies when they try to fill birth control prescriptions. Victims of violent rape may not be able to obtain emergency contraception or treatment for injuries, and medical facilities may no longer offer information regarding treatment procedures they do not support. The real criticism is that the new law would create a two-tier healthcare system in America, where the less fortunate would be at a distinct disadvantage. And when I come back, we'll take a look at a cool new heart treatment and a risky combination, women and alcohol.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
Doctors are now investigating a new and speedier way to limit damage when the heart stops, better known as cardiac arrest, and they are being very cool about it. It turns out for years, doctors have been cooling people to limit damage from head and spinal cord injuries by forcing their bodies into hypothermia, extremely low body temperature. By cooling the body, tissues that would normally die can be kept alive. The biggest problem with cooling seems to be how fast they can drop the body temperature. In January, New York will join several other cities requiring ambulances to take cardiac arrest patients to hospitals that offer cooling. And for our last story, women who consume more than two alcoholic drinks a day have a 60% higher risk of getting atrial fibrillation, where the upper chambers of the heart beat too fast and irregular, and could suffer a stroke. In previous studies, it was shown that men who had three alcoholic drinks a day suffered this risk. But there were no conclusive studies regarding women. Now this current study, which followed 34,000 middle-aged American women for 12 years, has pretty well established the risk, although the researchers stated that having two drinks a day may be indicative of other unhealthy lifestyle habits. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. A fetus acquires fingerprints at the age of 3 months. While only a small fraction of the way through its development, a fetus will have already developed one of the most unique human traits, fingerprints. Oddly enough, those fingerprints will not change throughout the person's life and will be one of the last things to disappear after death. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and from everyone here at the Health News, we wish you the best of holidays. Remember to forward the health news to all of your friends and families so they too can get all the health news they need to take charge of their life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.